This is the gateway to all future success in my spirit, says the Spirit of grace. When I said not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, that's exactly what I meant. Programs, an agenda, a schedule will not bring in the masses. You will not be able to attract them with anything less than the fullness of my anointing, says the Spirit of grace. This is why the creation of an atmosphere in this place is absolutely the most important part of the entire service. Yes. Maholokate. Yes. Maholesetete. I heard him say this that might be disputed among some, but that's okay. This part exceeds my word, the ministry of my word. Because if I'm not able to come and create an atmosphere for the hearer to hear, then those things which will be said even by the greatest of teachers will only come to a place in those that are listening to a certain level, mostly by the masses received intellectually, never touching the good ground of the heart. Maholesete. Mesekete sobelo krestete. Ha, medesiti, yes, sir. So let this be a good teaching and warning to the teacher. That includes me. To all those who present, you're not just participants, as in coming to a church service, but you are ministers. Even those, he said, I hear him saying, those online watching, you're creating an anointing where you're at, and you're creating an anointing here in the cradle, in the place of nativity where things are being birthed. So to the Spirit, and you will of the Spirit reap a great harvest, says the Spirit of the Lord. Prepare yourselves as priests. I saw this in a moment, just now. I saw the priest preparing himself and all the oracles that he had to do to get ready, the washings, the robe, everything, the girdle, the breastplate, the Urim and Thurims, all of that that had to be, the headdress, everything. I just saw that in a moment. The Lord said, you're just as those, the priest, the high priest, to come before my presence. Everything that he did, the high priest, to go into the holies of holies, did not just take just a moment in time. It was a deliberate preparing. It was a deliberate preparing. My lahole kadesete. Manda kadesete. Mendesekidiete. Oh. Manda kadesete. Medekadesete. I'll step out of just now for a moment, out of thus saith, into prophetic exhortation, because I can better say it that way, what I saw. I really had no intention on this, of course. But your preparation as high priest, male and female, coming in to the place where we're calling a revival, yours, if you don't take it serious now, you never will. How important you are and your significance. It's the same level of the Old Testament priest, how important it was for him to get ready with absolute perfection. And I'm not asking you, and he's not asking you, to any of these things to be applicable to the flesh, but the presence of, or your understanding of being ready, ready to come in and create an atmosphere. And I can tell you this. This is void of anything like a pastor's exhortation to, because I saw that when I was prophesying, just that vision for a moment. Help me, Jesus. Your being here, coming here, as best as you can, or coming to that place of tuning in as best as you can, already prepared. The office of the priesthood and worship and atmosphere is not created here. It's created before. Where do you start this? You start it at home. You start it on Saturday nights. You start saying, I'm more than what I see myself. I'm significant to His kingdom. I'm a part of whatever is being taught and said, and the harvest. I'm creating that. You don't stay up late on Saturday night. You say, well, this is too far reaching. You're reaching into personal. No, this is for revivalists. I don't care what you do with it. It's okay. And they're not talking about heaven. I'm talking about what He's saying about you coming. You come prepared, saying, I've got a destiny. I've got to put on my priestly garments and go and create. You don't sleep to the last minute on Sunday mornings and pop in a secular movie or listen to a secular song coming to church, or gorge yourself with hotcakes and bacon so you're nodding off and you're under some kind of sugar coma during the church service. You're coming in as high priest, prepared with garments, and saying, can you hear the tingling of the bells on my garment? Because I'm coming here already full. I'm going to add to whatever pastor's doing, whatever the elders are doing. I'm coming here already full. I'm a priestess. I'm a priest. I've washed my hands. I've cleansed myself. I don't just pop up and go run, do something. Check that off. I did that. Okay, now I can go on with God. No. We're going into a place we've never been before. Only priest and only priestess can go to that place and create this atmosphere. And God just told us this atmosphere is more important than any word, any line-on-line scripture that can be taught. Because if this is not done, then there'll only be an anesthetical presence to teach the word under, and people will come and they'll hear it and there'll be a revolving door because it made no place inside of them. I got with my worship team this morning. I said, I want, first of all, you have no idea who you're touching. I thank you so much. I cannot help but thank you so much, but I'm also asking for a greater commitment. For this is the time, this is the season. Do not say, yet 4 months, then cometh the harvest. But look upon the fields, they're ripe already into harvest, says the Spirit of the Lord. Everything that I want to do, whether a youth in the days ahead, young adults, conferences, present tense,